Joy Behar name drops Breitbart in gushing Time magazine profile, "I'm their favorite target." By David Ng on July 27, 2022. Oh, Joy. You're not our favorite target, just our easiest. Given the frequency with which you embarrass yourself on air. The View's Joy Behar name dropped Breitbart News in a new Time magazine profile in which she addressed the gaffes, insults, and outright falsehoods that she has spewed on the ABC News daytime talk show. "I just say what I say," she told the magazine while consuming a Caesar salad at her New York apartment. "And then they're upset with me. I'm their favorite target over at Breitbart and Fox." Indeed, Behar's often unhinged ramblings are gift-wrapped treats, providing Breitbart with epic page view counts and our readers with endless amusement. Her seemingly cavalier attitude toward the truth comes as The View has become embroiled in yet another controversy, this time for falsely accusing Turning Point USA of being sympathetic with the neo-Nazi protesters outside the group's recent student action summit in Tampa, Florida. PUSA sent a cease and desist letter to ABC News demanding an apology and a full retraction. On Wednesday, The View hosts apologized on air. This isn't the first time The View has tried to smear conservatives as Nazis. In 2018, Behar declared Republicans have a penchant for Nazis while discussing the Conservative Political Action Conference. Throughout her long tenure on The View, Joy Behar has repeatedly and viciously attacked conservatives and Republicans, ramping up her incendiary rhetoric during President Donald Trump's time in office and continuing her nasty streak since his departure from the White House. Last month, she declared that the GOP has become the party of insurrection, revolt, and violence. She recently defended the protesters trying to intimidate Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito over the High Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Behar once attacked then-Vice President Mike Pence, saying he suffered from mental illness for talking to Jesus. She eventually apologized. The 79-year-old Behar has uttered a number of falsehoods from her platform on The View. This month, she falsely claimed that football star Colin Kaepernick was praying when he took a knee during the playing of the national anthem in 2016. In 2020, at the height of the coronavirus pandemic, she falsely accused President Trump of shutting down 37 global anti-pandemic programs. Even the left-wing PolitiFact had to correct Behar, saying that she was completely wrong. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.